This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An Israeli drone strike hit a car on Tuesday morning in southern Lebanon, killing three people inside it. Security officials in the area and the state news agency say. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The strike, about 6 miles from the border with Israel, comes a day after a similar attack killed a commander with the militant Hezbollah group. The two hits part of an escalating exchange of strikes across the border that have raised fears of more conflict in the Middle East, even as the fighting in Gaza exacts a mounting toll on civilians. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Antony Blinken continues his Middle East trip, aiming to ensure the Israel-Gaza war does not spread into a regional conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called on Israel to stop undercutting Palestinians' ability to govern themselves.
Every partner that I met on this trip said that they're ready to support a lasting solution that ends the long-running cycle of violence and ensures Israel's security. But they underscored that this can only come through a regional approach that includes a pathway to a Palestinian state.
He said he was crystal clear in his meetings with Israeli officials on Tuesday. Palestinians must be able to return to their homes as soon as conditions allow, and said the U.S. rejects any proposal for settling them outside the territory, something far-right members of Israel's governing coalition have called for. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday there were clear signs of a slowdown in Russia's defense industry and called for further action to eliminate loopholes in sanctions imposed on Moscow. This is VOA News. Chaos in Ecuador on Tuesday following the disappearance of the South American country's most wanted prisoner. Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay reports.
At least four Ecuadorian police officers have been kidnapped, and there have been explosions in several cities. A day after the country's president declared a 60-day state of emergency. That measure was in response to the disappearance from prison of Adolfo Macias, a high-profile leader of Los Choneros criminal gang. He was serving a 34-year sentence. There were also incidents at six other prisons, including the hostage-taking of prison guards. President Daniel Noboa said he will not negotiate with terrorists, and the government has blamed recent incidents of prison violence on Noboa's plan to build a new high-security prison and transfer jailed gang leaders.
Reuters correspondent Emma Jaylay. Former U.S. President Donald Trump says a president has to have immunity, but federal appeals court judges in Washington are expressing deep skepticism he is immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election he lost to Joe Biden. On Tuesday, Trump returned to the federal courthouse in Washington for his appeal of charges against him. The three-judge panel also questioned whether they had jurisdiction to consider the appeal at this point in the case, raising the prospect that Trump's appeal could be dismissed. The Earth shattered a heat record in 2023, AP correspondent Rita Follet reports.
2023 was off the charts warm, according to the European Climate Agency, Copernicus. It says 2023 broke the global annual heat record. The record heat made life miserable and sometimes deadly here in North America, in Europe, China, and many other places last year. And that's not all. This month, January of 2024, is on track to be so warm that for the first time, a 12-month period will exceed the limit that the world hoped to stay within in the 2015 Paris Climate Accord to avoid the most severe effects of warming, says Copernicus. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. airplane maker Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun publicly acknowledged the company had made mistakes following last week's mid-air panel blowout on a full Alaska Airlines flight, saying it would work with regulators to make sure it can never happen again. The statements are the first public acknowledgement of errors by the plane maker several days after the incident. He also said employees will make sure that next airplane moves into the sky is in fact safe. Find more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.